So now we've just covered a lot of science-backed tips to get better sleep. But for some of us, we might feel like that incorporates changing everything we do and everything we eat and when we eat it. So how do we go about improving our sleep without feeling overwhelmed? In the next section, we're going to recap what we've already covered, and then we're going to move on to help you determine which strategies are going to work best for you. Tip one, establish a sleep schedule by waking up and going to bed at the same time every day, weekends included. Tip two, during the day, expose yourself to sunlight, get some exercise, and avoid taking naps after 2 p.m. to optimize your sleep. Tip three, caffeine should be avoided 6 hours before sleep and try to avoid alcohol 1 to 2 hours before bed. Tip four, set up a relaxing bedtime routine where you engage in activities that help you wind down from the day. Reading, meditation, and taking a bath are great things to try. You can also try eating foods that promote better sleep, such as milk, fatty fish, and tart cherries. Tip five, keep your bedroom dark and cool. Keep all screens outside of the bedroom or at least turn them off before bed, since light from screens can disrupt our natural sleep-wake cycle. Tip six, if you have a hard time falling asleep, try journaling before bed or do a deep breathing exercise to quiet any anxious thoughts. These exercises will also help you fall back asleep if you wake up in the middle of the night. Lastly, tip seven, in the morning, avoid pressing that snooze button. Get some sunlight exposure, and if you drink coffee or caffeine, have it early and take your time. Morning exercise is another great way to start your day off right, and it will have the added benefits of boosting your mood and making it more likely you'll stick to other healthy habits the rest of the day. Let's walk through how to slowly improve your bedtime routine so you're choosing things that work with your lifetime. We'll also talk about how to track progress so you know what's working and you can keep improving. We don't want getting better sleep to be a source of stress or anxiety, so we're going to take this one step at a time. We're going to start with one thing. You might want to look at your sleep diary to determine what that one thing is for you. Maybe you have a particular issue you want to start with. If not, consider starting with your sleep and wake time to make that as consistent as possible. You might want to start with when you wake up in the morning. For most of us, we have a particular time we need to be awake in order to start the day's activities, whether that's getting kids ready for school or getting ourselves ready for work or whatever the day may entail. Once you've established the time you need to wake up in the morning, you can work backward to determine the time you need to be going to bed in order to get enough sleep over the course of the night. Wherever you are choosing to begin, that's going to be our focus for the next 2 weeks so we can get some practice and build some momentum. So use your sleep diary to track your sleep. Make sure to be doing it 7 days a week, and even if you miss a day or two, just keep going. Once you've been able to stick to implementing one sleep tip fairly consistently, it might be time to add another tip into your sleep routine. A great way to boost your motivation and hold yourself accountable is to do this with a partner. This will allow you to talk about the changes you're making, make any changes that aren't working, and compare notes. You might even want to plan a fun activity like a morning walk together that works with your sleep routine so you can keep each other on track. Keep trying and don't give up, because sleep is probably the most important thing you could be doing to increase your health and overall well-being. Getting better sleep will pay off. You'll be happier, healthier, and better able to face the challenges of the day.